Do you want to do the honors and read it again? Or?
Oh, I would love... Well...
Let Dan read
no,
it.
No, I think that would be very pretentious of me at this point.
So you'd rather have a biographer do
yes,
it for you?
Yes,
a biographer.
With the tie and
ooh, should we share lines?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to do it, go ahead.
Yes.
Sure.
Read it in your low tones of splendor.
Low tones.
Yes.
Damn it, Dan. Software, Firefox. Please, I can't read anything.
Later, Firefox. Later.
Goodbye.
Stop.
Adam
releasing.
Was born Adam Ross Erdman, but is known to his friends as Adam Erdman, Erdmander, DJ Ivy Planter, Madam Birdman, Ermish, and Roberto Cataloni of Quano Chinotutog. R.I.
I think there's just one T. Rhode Island, I believe.
Rhode Island. He is all right. He is a direct descendant of Ragnar Lodbrok, the famous Viking warrior who conquered Paris and, like his famous ancestor, enjoys boating, ale, axes, and a good pillage when he has time. Much like his lineage, Adam recognizes that no quantity of swords is ever enough.
That's true.
Adam is also a man of many talents, some useful and some not.
That's also true.
On one hand, Adam is always up to join friends when they're jonesing for some fourth meal from Taco Bell.
That's extremely true.
Which has happened, yes. On the other hand, Adam has been known to view timestamps on events, gatherings, and the like as general time arrival suggestions, to which he is never late. Everyone else is exceedingly early. Adam is aptly prepared to serve as co-host for Buffering, as he is nerdy to the point where he knows what many acronyms equate to, such as NES, VHS, DVD, and Xbox. Everything that Adam has put his mind to, he is attached with an infectious enthusiasm rarely seen elsewhere. To sum up Adam properly, he is the master of his domain and motorcycling. A special thanks to guest biographers Gina D., Emily D., Alex J., Spencer K., Megan M., Alex M., Joel N., Dave W., and Dan W.
See a Joel V.
Oh, well, you know what?
A little eye test.
I read it all fast.
Wow. So now we've heard it again.
Yeah.
Adam, do you want to go line by line or do you want to go name by name?
Oh, boy. It'll be easier to go line by line.
Okay.
For sure.
Oh, good God. A lot of lines.
Crap. okay, so I'm going to say that the first little bit, Adam was born Adam Ross Erdman, but is known as Adam Erdman. That just seems like fluff, like filler. So Dan, I'm going to say you put that at the beginning to start it off.
Yay!
Erdmander is definitely a Dave edition.
Oh, I don't think you understand the rules.
Huh?
Each person
wrote one sentence.
A sentence.
Each person submitted one sentence. I did adapt it ever so slightly to add segues from one idea to another.
Sure.
But otherwise, the main core of each sentence
belongs to
one
person.
Name at the bottom.
Okay.
So you've got one sentence,
cool.
Which was done
so
by Dan.
This first sentence is yours.
The names, yeah.
Yes, okay. Cool, which you have obviously collected.
I did some nice research. I did the basics as a joke, Adam Erdman, which I should have, you know, interspliced them randomly.
Yeah.
But Ermander, DJ Ivy Planter, I was at work when I came up with that one. So it was like, I wanted to do Mr. Wednesday Early Evening.
Okay.
As a nickname, just as like a Mr. Something. And so then it just turned into Mr. Obscure Time. But then I didn't know when your radio show was, and I didn't want to be accurate. So I didn't want to take the risk and just went for, okay, what's around me? Ivy Planter. DJ Ivy Planter. Done.
Is Madam Birdman, doesn't Dave call you that?
That one likens back to the high school days.
Yes.
So I
knew that one too.
And Ermish.
Ermish, I was
Ermish
there for
was,
that.
Yeah,
and
that was hilarious.
On, the show.
Oh, Ermish.
Yeah, so, we need to get Eric on here.
Roberto Catalone.
And then the last one is really just, it had to be someone from somewhere. So first is going to be Roberto Catalone from Palm Springs, California. And then, okay, now I think he's going to be East Coast. Where is he East Coast? Okay, it has to be really obscure East Coast.
Sure.
And so then I just wandered around the coastline of Rhode Island till I found...
Quanochontog.
Yeah, Quanochontog, which I did some research. And that city was referenced in the episode of the third season of The X-Files.
Oh, my God.
Where apparently, I think Mulder says the city name perfectly.
Quanochontog.
Quanochontog.
Because apparently some character's mom was at the hospital in town. So said, "Oh, is that she's at the
She's at the Quanochontog
Hospital.
Quanochontog.
Tog.
Okay. Rhode Island.
Okay, second sentence. So you're one for however many? 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. You're 1 for 9.
Okay. Direct descendant of Ragnar Lodbrok, the famous Viking warrior who conquered Paris and, like his famous ancestor, enjoys boating, ale, axes, and a good pillage when he has time. Oh, man. This is a hard one.
This one I would say would be a toss-up between two I can think of.
Three that I can think of. Possibly four. Goodness. But I'm going to go with Joel.
It was AJ.
AJ. Oh, of course. Okay.
The detail-oriented, it goes into more than just...
Oh, that totally makes sense. Of course AJ.
But Joel. Joel was my second guess if I were not wise to this.
I wouldn't put it past Spencer to write something like that, too. Definitely.
Funny.
Let's see. So, like his lineage, Adam recognizes that no quantity of swords is ever enough.
It's perfect.
Which is exactly right. So, I'm going to go with Spencer.
Joel.
Crap.
You're not doing so hot.
So I'm 1 for 3 now.
Yes.
Yeah, you kind of suck.
Okay. Adam is a man of many talents, some useful and some not. Is that... Okay, so someone contributed that specifically, or is it tied to...
No. That one's just the
segue?
Adam is a man of many talents, some useful, some not. I didn't add anything. No, I added also. That was it.
But that is someone's sentence.
Yes, that is somebody's submission.
Okay, wow. That's a tough one.
I wrote a few.
And then I...
picked one.
I'm going to say Emily on this one.
Dave. Vague enough.
Wow, yeah.
Nice and vague.
Oh, super vague. Okay. On one hand, Adam is always up to join friends when they're jonesing for some fourth meal from Taco Bell. That sounds like Gina.
Megan.
Oh, God.
The long distance throw.
Long distance.
Oh, I'm really striking out on this. Okay. On the other hand.
You got me. So.
Dan's the only one that counts.
Too hard.
Yeah. On the other hand, Adam has been known to view timestamps on events, gatherings, and the like as general time arrival suggestions to which he is never late, but everyone else is exceedingly early. I'm going to say, wow. That could have been anyone. because you all know me so well.
It's true.
But given the way that it is worded, did you contribute a few, Dan?
I just did the first one.
Just the first one?
I followed the same rules as everyone. Okay. Everyone gets one.
Okay.
Just like Spider-Man.
Okay, cool. Oh, so that actually narrows it down a bit for me.
Yes. So you need to remember the ones that you had already guessed that have not come through yet.
Mm-hmm. For this one, then, I'm going to say Spencer.
Emily.
Oh!
The person who has dealt with your schedule the most recently.
Oh, yes. Right.
Okay.
And lots of college things.
Yeah.
Love you. I wrote that whole thing.
Aptly prepared to serve as co-host for Buffering.
That was my addition.
Okay. As he is nerdy to the point where he knows what many acronyms equate to, such as NES, VHS, DVD, and Xbox. So that snippet is something from somebody else.
Yes.
Okay. For that one, I'm going to say Alex Mon.
It is Alex Mon.
Yes.
Yay.
Finally.
Two.
Thank you, Mon. Oh, God. Okay.
Got two sentences left.
Everything that Adam has put his mind to, he has attached with an infectious enthusiasm rarely seen elsewhere. That's really flattering, by the way, and thank you.
The ending was adapted ever so slightly because it was personalized to a singular. Okay. Rarely seen by me, was what it said.
Okay. That one, I'm going to say Spencer.
Spencer.
That's what I thought too.
Okay, cool. Spencer, you're awesome. Okay, to sum up, Adam properly is
the master,
yeah, he's the master of his domain and motorcycling. Well, it's got to be Gina.
It's Gina.
Because, yay!
You know, yeah. That's everybody.
That's it. So, cool. Wow. That's awesome.
Make sure.
Thanks for my bio, everybody.
There will be two more additions, potentially. They've cited writer's block.
Oh, okay.
So, I have extended it, to Thanksgiving or something.
Okay, cool.
Put some pressure on them.
Nice.
And then, then I did make one of them responsible for picking the appropriate Facebook picture. So it's any picture that you're still tagged to.
Oh, boy.
I want to.
We'll redo it. It's everyone also gets their choice of a tagged photo. So you have tonight, because I'll also send out a Facebook message to everybody, but you have tonight to untag any photos that may...
being just sketchy enough.
Based on you.
Wait,
know,
they have to be tagged?
Yes, they do have to be tagged.
They have to be tagged photos.
Balls! I have the best one of you from my birthday.
You talk too loud.
You can adjust it now.
Yeah, I'm not close enough to the board to make the appropriate changes. And I'm talking kind of quiet, it looks like.
Well, do you want this so you can sit closer? Or do you want an office chair back there as well?
Yeah.
Nice pants, Ermish.
That looks nice. Are you commenting on my pants?
I like them. They're pretty.
Yeah, I did like the stripiness.
Thank you.
Look at you. Stripy and black.
I'm a fan of pinstripes as well.
And with Burgess out of town, I'm wearing jeans.
Good man.
My one freedom.
Jeans.
Yeah, we don't get to wear jeans. Unless we do a really good job.
I can't find my go-to belt.
But anyway...
I
have a couple go-to belts now.
I have... Well, yes. Mm-hmm.
Don't wiggle too much.
Right. Crikey.
But at least you have the best mic for that one. Mm-hmm. Oh, the other remote. Okay, so while you're setting that up... I can throw under the rug. So it'd be less an opportunity to roll.
Okay. Ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, bum. So, am I too close to the mic? Is that my problem?
It's just the mics were set on whatever the last setting was, so it was Kristen Johnson using it. So.
Oh, and she was quiet. And I am loud. Move as a chair.
Well, I've got ridges, so it won't move as easily.
Ridges.
It's got ruffles.
Oh, God. Ribbed. Stop it!
No, that's why I went to Ruffles, is so that it wasn't ribbed anymore.
Ridges. Ribbed. Ruffled. Can we think of anything that goes with that? Oh. Oh. Maybe not.
Bananas? Sandwiches? Chips.
Ooh, way to save it.
Oh, potato chips. There. Now I'm not muted.
Potato
anymore.
Chips.
Okay, so one other thing I was going to...
Potatoes.
Kippers.
Quick humor.
Did it? Oh, it's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
Oh, but that thank you, specified. Everybody, for the awesome bio. It's fantastic. It's greater than my wildest dreams. Superior
of a summary
to.
That,
you didn't
yes.
even
that
start one, did you?
11 weeks.
No.
No, 13 weeks.
No, I didn't.
Wow, schmuck.
13 weeks for...
Maybe
sentences.
Maybe I knew that
deep down it would happen.
That this was going to happen someday.
Right. But you just knew you knew that Dan would be brilliant enough to ask all your friends to do this.
I think I threatened it early on and he had said, no, I'll take it.
Right. But